On Thursday, Suwannee County Sheriff Tony Cameron could be found in his second office, where he also serves as the Director of Emergency Management for Suwannee County. But Thursday was much calmer than last year, when Tropical Storm Debbie brought more than 24 inches of rain to the area, causing major flooding for weeks.
Well, we had, you know, the problem with Tropical Storm Debbie, that it got over Suwannee County and it just stopped and it just sat there. And so what was predicted to be a 6 to 8 inch rainfall turned into a 30 inch rainfall, which devastated the county.
We already saw the Suwannee at flood stage earlier, just a few weeks ago, a couple drownings. And what are your expectations for the rivers around here?
Well, it also depends on how long the storm stays over the Okefenokee Swamp up in Georgia, because that's where the Suwannee comes from. So for about a week after that, we won't know. It depends how much it raises in the swamp as to how much water we're going to get on the Suwannee.
Last year, again, you mentioned how long the storm hovered over the area, so you had so much rainfall, a lot of flooded homes, you had some sinkholes. It just went on and on. What were the biggest lessons that you learned from last year that are helping you with your thought process for the new season that we're in now?
Well, I think what is going on, it's still going on. The last storm, Debbie, is still actually going on here today. We had a meeting today of the Long-Term Recovery Committee, which is still working and getting these people back into their homes, people like Hammers and Hearts and all these different volunteer groups, the Lutherans that are coming in. They come in and work to help us to get back on track and get these people back in their homes. PCS and those kind of folks have donated funds that help us to get this stuff taken care of so that some of these people who can't afford to can get back into their homes. So we're probably 2 months away from being finished with the last storm, and now we have a new one that may or may not cause a major problem. I don't feel that it will, but you just don't know. You know, nature tends to do what it chooses.
On the west coast of Florida, in the fishing community of Steinhatchee, marinas stayed busy securing boats from potential wind from Tropical Storm Andrea. For fishermen Greg Haas and Toby Salinger from the Gainesville, Alachua area, Thursday's rain was just a minor inconvenience.
Were you a little bummed when the weather got kind of nasty today?
Yeah, we're hoping it'll clear up before tomorrow.
What are you fishing for?
We're going to be inshore tomorrow for redfish and trout and Spanish mackerel.
You all been here before?
Yes, ma'am. We fish in tournaments and fun fish together, scalloping, some of that.
Yeah, some people mentioned that if we get too much rain, that could affect the scallop season.
Oh, yeah. It'll actually push them out a little bit further than normal.
The owner of Sea Hag Marina in Steinhatchee, Charlie Norwood, was optimistic that the storm would pass over quickly in time for this weekend's big fishing tournament. Though he didn't expect any major damage, he says he's learned to prepare quickly when necessary.
Hopefully we get just a few inches of rain, and the tides coming in and out will dissipate that and we'll be back to normal.
I see a lot of boats in storage here, so I first thought maybe a lot of people were putting their boats up to be safe from the storm. What is the situation?
You know, it's best to be on the safe side, but it's hard to get, real accurate weather of what we're really going to forecast. And some folks need to be prepared, have a plan for any type of weather. If we really feel we have a strong tropical storm that has the ability to grow into a hurricane and bring us some winds and tide, we start being prepared. And that is when we put stuff up. We've been flooded 4 feet where I'm standing before. So we have a 6 foot height, get everything at least 4 to 6 foot high. Put the boats in safe location, put them up on the hill, put them down. And, be prepared for a week of disruption. And it's great when it doesn't come, but you never know. And we stay very alert, we stay aware, but we don't panic. And we don't do things that aren't necessary, but when they are, we get with it quick. And we can be prepared in 6 to 10 hours for what we can be prepared for. Nobody's prepared for a full hurricane.
It will take a few days to see just exactly how all the rain from Tropical Storm Andrea will affect Florida's river systems, like the Suwannee and the Santa Fe. For Florida's 89.1 WUFT-FM, I'm Donna Green Townsend.